Welcome to today's episode of our podcast, where we unravel the latest trends and innovations in the furniture industry. In this episode, we'll dive deep into various facets shaping the sector today. First, we'll explore how cutting-edge AI technologies are transforming warehouse operations, boosting efficiency, enhancing inventory management, and slashing logistics costs. Next, we'll discuss effective strategies for drawing customers into physical retail stores, from savvy digital marketing to compelling in-store experiences. We'll also examine the high bar set by Amazon on delivery expectations and how furniture retailers can exceed these benchmarks to delight customers. Then we'll present intriguing findings from the latest sleep studies and discuss how retailers can leverage this data to offer better sleep solutions. We'll highlight Steelcase's ambitious plan to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050, focusing on their eco-friendly initiatives. Finally, we'll chat about luxury furniture trends with designer Timothy Corrigan, emphasizing timeless designs and durable materials. Stay tuned for an insightful journey through the dynamic world of furniture. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is making waves across various industries, and the furniture business is no exception. Within the four walls of the warehouse, AI is transforming operations in ways that were previously unimaginable. Today, we'll explore how AI technologies are reshaping warehouse operations, particularly in the furniture industry, including the benefits of improved efficiency, better inventory management, and significant cost savings in logistics. To start, AI is enhancing the overall efficiency of warehouse operations. Warehouses have been fraught with potential pain points for decades, dealing with everything from inventory management to order picking. The introduction of AI provides a new set of problem-solving tools, building on past automation technologies. According to Adrian Stosch, the Chief Automation Officer at GXO Logistics, AI's current impact is seen as an opportunity impact, signifying untapped potential. Stosch highlights that AI can perform tasks today that were once thought impossible, including machine learning and generative AI applications. For instance, AI-enabled automation solutions streamline many warehouse operations, significantly improving efficiency. In inventory management, AI tools analyze vast amounts of external data to forecast seasonal peaks in demand. This ability allows warehouse operators to automate inventory replenishment, minimize waste, and reduce unnecessary overhead costs. By analyzing customer data, these AI systems can predict which items will be in demand and ensure those items are stocked appropriately, reducing the risk of overstocking or stockouts. Additionally, AI is playing a pivotal role in tackling the traditionally labor-intensive process of order picking. Whether dealing with large or small parcels, this step has heavily relied on human intervention to confirm and pick orders. AI intervenes by optimizing this process, plotting the most efficient path for workers or robotic assistants to navigate through the warehouse. This reduces the physical strain on employees, making the job safer and less physically demanding. For instance, AI can coordinate with collaborative robots or cobots to handle order picking more efficiently and with fewer errors. Stosch asserts that the introduction of AI does more than just save elbow grease. It enhances the employee experience and adds value to the business. Employees no longer need to walk miles through vast warehouse spaces. Instead, AI-enabled tools ensure the work is done without waste, increasing productivity and reducing the physical toll on employees. The impact of AI extends beyond the confines of the warehouse, influencing the final mile of delivery, which is often the trickiest part of the logistics chain. AI-enabled tools optimize delivery routes to save both time and fuel costs. For example, GXO Logistics collaborates with UK-based DataSpark to implement AI solutions that have resulted in upwards of 15% cost savings through efficient route planning. Stosch notes that such technologies are altering the logistics landscape profoundly, with fuel and operational costs expected to rise this year. By integrating AI solutions, companies can mitigate these rising costs effectively. It's essential to mention the organizational challenges and shifts required to maximize the potential of AI. Stosch emphasizes that the lesser part of the challenge is the technology itself. The greater hurdle is the process change and organizational management. Leaders need to be ready to shift their mindsets and adapt to this new reality. The skills needed to manage an AI-enabled warehouse differ substantially from those required in a legacy manual operation, Businesses must be ready to abandon outdated practices and develop new skill sets to succeed in an AI-driven environment. This cultural change will be critical for businesses to harness the full potential of AI in warehouse operations. AI doesn't just alter the way warehouses operate, it changes the very fabric of logistical processes, requiring innovative leadership and adaptive strategies. To sum up, AI technologies are fundamentally reshaping warehouse operations in the furniture industry, making processes more efficient, improving inventory management, and cutting costs in logistics. While fully automated warehouses may be a distant reality, the transformative impact of AI is undeniable. The nature of logistics is set to change, but as Stock optimistically concludes, these changes will propel the industry forward in positive ways. As technology continues to advance, the furniture industry is poised to benefit from these exponential innovations, driving efficiency and productivity to new heights. Furniture retailers are employing a variety of innovative strategies to attract customers back to their physical stores in a world that has rapidly shifted towards digital shopping experiences. To counteract months of slumping sales, they are leveraging both traditional and modern marketing techniques to create irresistible in-store allure. To begin with, digital marketing has become a critical component of modern retail strategy. Retailers are investing in social media marketing, over-the-top advertising on streaming services, and other digital avenues to capture the attention of consumers who spend a significant amount of their time online. Kyle Doran, co-owner and chief marketing officer of Random Marketing, underscores the importance of experimenting with different digital channels and judging their effectiveness based on actual sales-driven metrics. He insists that getting someone into the store still provides the best opportunity for incremental sales gains, especially when paired with robust digital strategies targeting the consumer where they are most active. Moreover, retailers are enhancing their in-store experience in creative ways to draw in foot traffic. One effective method is the implementation of unique promotions and events. For instance, a furniture item purchase could come with a mattress gift card, incentivizing larger or repeat purchases. As Laura Moore, Vice President of Imagine Advertising, points out, guaranteeing the lowest price in the market can give customers the confidence to buy, knowing they are getting the best deal against online giants like Amazon or Wayfair. Retailers are also relying on high-impact sales events, such as Memorial Day promotions, to create urgency and grab consumer attention. Grand Home Furnishings, for example, leveraged a month-long promotional strategy leading up to Memorial Day, incorporating weekly sales and special buys that resulted in significant sales uplift. Michael Virock, Vice President of Marketing for Grand, highlights the effectiveness of shaking up traditional sales timelines to capture early bird shoppers before they head off on vacations. Another key strategy includes the personalization of customer outreach. Brad LeBeau, president of HHL Advertising, advocates for the personal touch of handwritten invitations from sales associates, which significantly boost qualified traffic and conversion rates. This approach brings a human element and a feeling of exclusivity, encouraging customers to visit the store to take advantage of special, unadvertised deals. Engagement doesn't stop at the store entrance. Retailers create memorable in-store experiences by hosting fun events designed to enhance the shopping experience. Kyle Dietz of Dietz Furniture demonstrates the power of experiential marketing by partnering with a donut truck during their remodel sale, combining discounts with the fun of free treats. These events not only draw crowds, but associate positive, enjoyable experiences with the brand. Constant website maintenance and optimization are also crucial. Flora Stoffer, owner of Imagine Advertising, stresses the importance of search engine optimization to ensure that online stores are easily searchable and attract organic traffic. Packaging deals that combine furniture pieces with accessories like rugs and lighting can quickly turn a smaller purchase into a more substantial sale, enticing customers with attractive bundled offerings. Retailers harnessing the synergy between online presence and exceptional in-store experiences are more likely to successfully navigate the challenges posed by the shift to digital retail. With well-rounded strategies involving digital marketing, special promotions, personal outreach, and engaging in-store events, furniture retailers can sustainably draw customers back to their physical locations, driving both foot traffic and sales. The term Amazon effect has become ubiquitous in discussions about consumer expectations. especially when it comes to delivery times. Today, consumers expect unrivaled speed, convenience, and efficiency in every aspect of their shopping experience, largely due to Amazon's influence. But how are these heightened expectations reshaping the furniture industry, and what can retailers do to stay ahead? Firstly, it's important to understand the core of the Amazon effect. This phenomenon refers to the pressure that Amazon's fast and reliable delivery service has put on other retailers. Whether a customer is ordering a toothbrush or a full living room set, the expectation is increasingly for swift delivery, sometimes even same-day service. Amazon's seamless logistics network has set the bar high, and consumers now have a lower tolerance for delays or complications, no matter the size or complexity of the product. For furniture retailers, this means stepping up their game in several crucial areas. One primary challenge is the longer delivery times often associated with large, bulky items. However, advancements in logistics and AI offer a promising path forward. By optimizing supply chain processes, retailers can better predict demand, manage inventory, and even automate many aspects of warehouse operations. This level of efficiency not only speeds up delivery times, but also minimizes errors and reduces costs, ultimately passing the benefits on to the customer. However, meeting delivery speed alone isn't enough. Retailers must aim to exceed consumer expectations to truly stand out. One effective strategy is to enhance the overall customer experience from start to finish. This begins with a user-friendly e-commerce platform that offers clear, detailed information on product availability and delivery times. Transparency is key. Customers should always know exactly when to expect their items. Additionally, communication plays a critical role. Regular updates via email or text can keep customers informed about the status of their delivery, reducing anxiety and increasing satisfaction. Offering flexible delivery options, such as weekend or evening slots, can also make a significant difference, adding a layer of convenience that many customers deeply appreciate. Another strategy to consider is the integration of personalized services. This could range from tailored recommendations based on past purchases to virtual interior design consultations. By leveraging data analytics, retailers can understand customer preferences and behaviors, enabling them to offer more personalized and relevant solutions. Furthermore, in-store experiences should not be neglected. Despite the rise of e-commerce, physical stores still play a vital role in the buying journey. Offering exclusive in-store promotions, expert advice, and hands-on experiences with products can create a sense of value that online shopping simply can't replicate. Special events, such as new product launches or seasonal sales, can also draw customers into the store, providing them with a memorable and engaging experience. Innovation remains crucial too. For instance, augmented reality and virtual reality technologies can allow customers to visualize furniture pieces in their own homes before making a purchase. These cutting-edge tools not only enhance the shopping experience, but also help in managing customer expectations by providing a clearer picture of what the final result will look like. In conclusion, the Amazon effect has undeniably raised the bar for customer expectations across all retail sectors, including furniture. By focusing on speed, transparency, personalization, and in-store experiences, furniture retailers can not only meet but exceed these elevated expectations, ensuring customer satisfaction and loyalty in an increasingly competitive market. Sleep is a crucial component of our overall health and well-being, and recent studies have provided fresh insights that retailers can leverage to help consumers attain better rest through targeted mattress and accessory sales. One of the significant revelations comes from the annual Sleep Conference organized by the Associated Professional Sleep Societies in Houston. Firstly, let's delve into the correlation between sleep and loneliness. Research shows that poor sleep health is often linked to higher levels of loneliness, especially among young adults. Joseph Zierzewski, Vice President of Research at the National Sleep Foundation, led a study that found improving sleep health could significantly reduce feelings of loneliness. For retailers, this underlines the importance of positioning better sleep products not just as physical enhancements, but as holistic life improvements. Additionally, the conference highlighted the disruptive effects of screen time on sleep. The National Sleep Foundation demonstrated that excessive use of screens, especially before bedtime, negatively impacts sleep quality. retailers can respond by offering a range of accessories that combat this issue, such as blue light blocking glasses or tech-free bedroom solutions. Marketing these products as part of a comprehensive sleep hygiene kit can attract health-conscious consumers. Now let's consider the specific sleep disorders examined at the conference, notably sleep apnea and snoring. Sleep Number's Smart Sleeper panel, consisting of over 468,000 users, revealed that a significant portion of people with sleep apnea also snore, and that tracking these patterns can help identify sleep apnea risks more accurately. For retailers, emphasizing mattresses and pillows designed to alleviate snoring and sleep apnea can meet a crucial consumer need. Highlighting features like adjustable firmness and superior neck support can help educate consumers about how these products can benefit their sleep health. Another fascinating aspect explored was the impact of maintaining a regular sleep schedule. Deviating from a consistent sleep routine has been linked to increased daytime sleepiness and untreated sleep disorders. Retailers can harness this data by promoting products that aid in establishing and maintaining a regular sleep pattern. Think along the lines of smart alarm clocks that wake users gradually with natural light, or sleep tracking devices that provide personalized recommendations. Moreover, the studies confirmed that snoring indeed leads to lower sleep quality. With this understanding, retailers can focus on products specifically designed to reduce snoring. Anti-snore pillows, for instance, can be marketed effectively alongside traditional mattress sales to provide a more comprehensive sleep improvement solution. All these studies are becoming increasingly visible to consumers through media channels. When consumers walk into a store with this knowledge, retailers should be prepared. Staff training is key. Equipping sales associates with the ability to discuss these topics can create a more engaging and trusting shopping experience. This can be enhanced by in-store displays featuring the latest research findings, turning scientific data into digestible and actionable insights for shoppers. In conclusion, the latest sleep studies offer critical data points that retailers can use to address sleep-related issues more effectively. By focusing on holistic sleep solutions, offering products that address specific needs, and ensuring sales teams are knowledgeable, retailers can not only meet but exceed consumer expectations in the quest for better sleep. Steelcase has set an inspiring benchmark within the furniture industry by committing to a net zero carbon emissions target by 2050. The company's ambitious plan, titled Power of Possibility, A Net Zero Future Needs Us All, elucidates a transformative roadmap aimed at reshaping its entire business ecosystem. The strategy pivots on three core pillars: reducing its carbon footprint, designing for circularity, and choosing and using materials responsibly. First and foremost, Steelcase plans to slash its carbon emissions by more than 90% through its operations, products, and transportation by 2050. This goal builds on their pre-existing science-based targets set in 2019, which aimed to cut emissions in half by 2030. By focusing on carbon reduction, Steelcase aims to forge a more resilient future and support global efforts in combating climate change. Central to their strategy is designing for circularity. Steelcase emphasizes the importance of creating products that not only meet quality and aesthetic standards, but also contribute to a circular economy. This means developing furniture that can be disassembled, repurposed, or recycled at the end of its life cycle, thereby minimizing waste and promoting the sustainable use of resources. The third pillar involves choosing and using materials responsibly. Steelcase is committed to sourcing materials that have minimal environmental impact and are safe for both people and the planet. This responsibility extends across their supply chain, compelling them to collaborate closely with suppliers to ensure that sustainable practices are embedded at every production stage. President and CEO Sarah Armbruster underscores the urgency of these initiatives, stating, "We are at a moment of transformation for our business and for the world we share. The reality of climate change demands that people and the planet are central to the choices we make." Armbruster also believes that these rigorous commitments not only serve their sustainability goals, but also help their customers achieve their own environmental objectives. Steelcase's pledge to a net zero future is more than a corporate commitment. It's a call to collective action. The company plans to engage employees, dealers, suppliers, customers, and peers in this transformative journey. By fostering a community dedicated to sustainable practices, Steelcase aims to scaffold a broader industry-wide shift toward more environmentally responsible business models. As Steelcase navigates this ambitious path, it also anticipates driving innovation and setting new standards in the furniture industry. Their roadmap serves as an inspiring model for other companies looking to balance commercial success with environmental stewardship, ultimately helping create a healthier planet for future generations. For those interested in learning more about Steelcase's initiatives, further details are available on their website, highlighting their comprehensive approach toward a net zero future. When it comes to luxury furniture, designer Timothy Corrigan emphasizes the significance of timeless designs and durable materials. In a market that's often driven by ever-changing trends, Corrigan underscores the value of investment pieces that stand the test of time. For example, classic silhouettes such as the English armchair, the Knoll sofa, and the Clismos chair have remained popular throughout the years due to their enduring appeal and comfort. These iconic designs are not just fleeting trends, they are staples in the world of high-end furniture. Moreover, Corrigan highlights the importance of incorporating materials that are both beautiful and resilient. Opting for solid wood pieces over those produced by a 3D printer, for instance, ensures long-term durability and a touch of tradition. When it comes to fabrics, materials like stripes, toils, florals, and subtle woven patterns are perennial favorites that can seamlessly blend into various decors, making them a smart choice for those looking to create a lasting impression. Corrigan also points out that the demand for performance fabrics is on the rise, particularly those that can withstand the wear and tear of daily life without compromising on aesthetics. This is especially crucial in outdoor settings where fabrics must endure the elements while maintaining their beauty. Solution-dyed acrylic fibers, for example, offer excellent durability and are a preferred choice over less robust materials. But it's not just about materials and designs. Consumer behavior also plays a crucial role. Today's luxury clients are often looking for pieces that minimize the worry of maintenance. Finishes that are resistant to water or heat rings are particularly desirable as they offer peace of mind alongside luxury. While trends may capture initial interest, Corrigan advises against investing heavily in trendy furniture that can quickly become outdated. Instead, he recommends incorporating trends through accessories or easily replaceable items. For instance, if a client is keen on a particular trend like circular upholstered furniture, it's wiser to opt for trend-infused pillows or paint colors rather than committing to a large, expensive piece that might fall out of favor. In an era where consumer spending is more cautious, the shift towards timeless, high-quality designs becomes even more pertinent. Luxury clients are looking for investment pieces that provide both aesthetic pleasure and practical utility. Corrigan's approach integrates these elements, marrying beauty with functionality, ensuring that each piece not only meets but exceeds client expectations. In conclusion, the conversation with Timothy Corrigan brings to light the importance of timeless design, enduring materials, and practical elegance in the realm of luxury furniture. By focusing on these aspects, retailers can offer their clients furnishings that are not just beautiful, but also resilient and timeless, making them true classics in every sense. Today, we've delved into the transformative power of AI in streamlining warehouse operations, explored innovative strategies to draw customers into retail stores, and examined how the Amazon effect is reshaping consumer expectations. We also highlighted the latest sleep trends that can guide better product offerings, discussed Steelcase's ambitious net zero goals, and celebrated timeless luxury furniture designs with insights from Timothy Corrigan. Remember, staying ahead in the furniture industry means adapting to these emerging trends and continuously exceeding customer expectations. We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's topics. Share your feedback and stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the evolving landscape of the furniture market. Thanks for listening.